Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
According to a criminal complaint, a woman from Tennessee is believed to have paid someone to carry out a murder-for-hire plot targeting the wife of a man she met on a dating site. So, I mean, that's like a real-life a real-life fatal attraction. Apparently, this woman, Melody Sasser, S-A-S-S-E-R, was taken into custody and is currently being held for allegedly attempting murder with the intention to hire. Federal agents stated that Sasser transferred approximately $10,000 in Bitcoin to a website called Online Killers Market. In exchange for the murder of her match's wife. So she meets this guy on Match.com, and they had become hiking buddies. And then Sasser discovered that her hiking buddy was planning to relocate with his future wife. We cannot have any of that. So she used her pseudonym Cat Tree on Online Killers Market and place the order for the hit. Nice. Now, I guess Fatal Attraction, she would have just taken care of it herself, right? She wouldn't have hired someone else. But it's a modern day Fatal Attraction. People are lazier in today's world. So, the future wife of the hiking buddy reported that her car had been vandalized on both sides by an unidentified individual, okay, and she began receiving threatening phone calls from untraceable numbers. So I guess Sasser provided the potential hitman with intricate details about the hiking buddy's wife, address, workplace, vehicle. Also mentioned that she supplied specific information about the intended victim's whereabouts, which she obtained from the fitness tracking app Strava, which connects to Garmin fitness watches and shares location data. Okay, so I mean, this just gets weirder and weirder. Now, I didn't know that you could actually order a murder on Online Killers Market. My mistake. I don't even know if it's real. I mean, Online Killers Market is probably run by the government. And so if people log on to have someone killed, it's probably, you know, you're telling the government, hey, I want to kill this person and I'll pay you money. I'd like to know where the $10,000 in Bitcoin went. Did it go to the government? Do they just confiscate that now? Guess so. She grew impatient. This is what got her, though. So maybe if you log on to Online Killers Market and you pay them 10 grand and they don't really do anything, they don't do it, so it's not illegal. Although, I guess it's illegal because you attempted murder with the intention to hire. But if they don't do it, then they didn't follow through on anything. However, she got pissed. How come it's taking so long? So she logs back in under Cat Tree and says, hey, I've waited for 2 months and 11 days and the job is not completed. What is the delay? When will it be done? Yeah, that's when she was arrested for attempting to hire a hitman to commit murder. So she shouldn't have complained, man. Do not complain. There's another tip for you. When you order a murder using Online Killers Market, it happens on their time. Don't complain, because if you complain, looks like you're going to get arrested. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. So if you're listening to today's show inside because of smoke and debris in the air, sorry, wish it wasn't happening, but we know that just within this week there have been over 415 active wildfires across Canada. 238 were considered out of control. According to reports since the fire season began, and I missed the opening day of fire season, 2,214 blazes have already burned more than 3.3 million hectares of the country. And that is well above the 10-year average in Canada, which usually has 1,624 fires and 254,429 hectares. It's just amazing that they've been pretty severe this year. I don't know. They try to blame it on drought conditions, but all reports were that none of the areas that are burning were going through drought. In fact, there was maybe not record rainfall, but there certainly was above normal or normal rainfall throughout the year. So I guess this, according to models, this year's wildfire season may become the worst on record. Yeah, I think we're pretty close to that. I think we're pretty close to that. I don't know what to make of why it's happening. We've had, there's plenty of speculation about many of the fires being, having been started by humans. There's been many speculations that they all were started by humans. There's satellite footage of multiple fires appearing to start at the same time. Really weird. I don't know what to make of that or why that would be, but it certainly is. Be sure to stay inside with windows and doors shut. This is tips from local health officials. Close the fireplace flue. If you have a window AC unit, the EPA suggests only using that if you can seal up window frame gaps and close the outdoor air damper. So if you use your central air, you have put it on, instead of having on a fresh air setting, make sure you switch it to recirculation mode and get some fans going. Okay, and consider buying an air purifier. Maybe that's who set the fires, the air purifier business. Big air purifier. You don't want to mess with that. Avoid frying food, doing strenuous activity, taking the dog for long walks, and don't smoke. Don't smoke. Even if half a pack of cigarettes is less harmful than a full day of Northeast air right now. Wait. So don't smoke. I mean, they're trying to get you. You shouldn't be smoking anyway. But they say half a pack of cigarettes is less harmful than a full day of Northeast air right now. I don't know that that's true. I think that is an opinion from this story. But it's very possible. I don't know what's in the air. Heck, we don't know what's burning. Is it just timber? Is it just grass and weeds and flowers from the forest? I don't know. I don't know what's in the air. I don't know what you're breathing. So if it gets, I mean, be careful for sure. Because I don't know what is going on, and I don't know what you're breathing, and we need to go ahead and get the wind kicking up. Turn on the fans, get the windmills cranking, and blow this stuff out of here. That'd be nice. And then we find out we have the big volcano starting to erupt again in Hawaii, and it's in Hawaii at the Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. That's been closed to the public since 2007, but it is a national park. And it does erupt from time to time. So just be aware that we're going to have this volcano erupting. And that's good too. That's good. Spewing more stuff into the sky. So good news. Good news coming for your health in the air around the world. And, for sure, I said I don't know what's causing it. I mean, we're told and we'll be told multiple times that it has to do with a climate change. And I can't wait to be told that. You know, another thing. The other day we talked about the European Championship in sex, and they have a live stream set up at this livesexhouse.com, and it's organized by the Swedish Sex Federation. It was supposed to begin today, June 8th, 2023, for those of you listening live. And I was kind of excited, and I was, you know, you could stream it, and they give an email address to send stuff to. They give a Twitter account to follow, Live Sex House. And then I'm seeing all kinds of reports that it's not real. Wait, what? So apparently, and I don't know, this report on Snopes says that it is false. It's not real. Sweden's official sports body has recognized sex as a sport and accepted the membership of the so-called Swedish Federation of Sex, which promotes European sex championships. That is false, according to Snopes. Let's see what the context says, shall we? While a European sex championship promoted by an unofficial organization called the Swedish Federation of Sex may take place, it would be... Oh, so it's going to happen? Oh, come on, Snopes. All right, so... Okay, so I'll read you their context. While a European sex championship promoted by an unofficial organization called the Swedish Federation of Sex may take place, it would be independent of any official recognition from or membership in Sweden's national sports body, which rejected the organization's application. So it's still happening. It's still happening. It's just not covered by the European sports body. Oh, no. What will I do? Okay, so we can still stream this thing. Now I think my life is back to feeling better now. Okay, livesexhouse.com. Let's go there and see if it's started. Now the homepage is telling me if I want to enter the Live Sex House, I have to be at least 18 years old. Well, yes, enter. Yeah, of course, they're telling me again that it's an adults-only site, and it's giving me their terms of service, and they have cookies that I have to enter and save. Please see our cookie policy. Yeah, okay. If you click enter and save, you give us consent to use them for all the purposes mentioned. And I can also choose my own settings, too, but I really don't want to do that. I just want to enter. And this, of course, is what the issue that gets everyone in trouble is that, yes, I clicked on the terms of service and I agreed to them, but I didn't really read them because I just want to enter into the European Championship in sex. That's it. Now, this next page tells me that it's organized by the Swedish Sex Federation. Beginning today, I can vote for my favorite participant. The federation covers all costs of the contestants, and I can still enter if I want to be a competitor at info@swedishsexfederation.com. All right, here we go. European Championship in Sex organized by the Swedish Sex Federation begins in... What? Well, at the time that I'm recording this podcast, I still have hours to wait before this thing begins. All right. I mean, it's almost like it's not going to happen, but the countdown is on. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. So I did go see Transformers Rise of the Beasts last night with the Transformer experts in the house, and it was fun. It was a fun ride. It was just, you know, it was another Transformers movie. I think that's the best review I can give it. I enjoyed it. It was a fun ride. I liked Pete Davidson. He was kind of funny. Peter Dinklage was a voice in it. I didn't realize that the one character was Ron Perlman. I'm glad I didn't realize that till after, because I really would have kind of ticked me off knowing that it was Perlman. Don't say that guy. I mean, although I like a lot of his work, he's such a douche. You know, of course, Peter Cullen was Optimus Prime. I mean, that's his character. Hello. Anthony Ramos was the main star, the main human star. And Dominic Fishback was the other humane human star. She's okay. Ramos I really like. I do enjoy. I think he did a good job, and I like him. We could have probably picked someone better as his co-human star, but, you know, they didn't ask me. Michael Bay didn't call me and say, hey, I'm handing over the reins. I'm not going to do it all. I'm going to give a little bit over to Stephen Caple Jr. So, you know, if you want to put in some of your pointers, Jeff, I'd be happy to listen to you. He didn't do that. So there's that. Anyway, it was fun. And I wish that I could be one of the voices in the movie. I'll tell you that. If you know someone at Transformers and they need some new voices for some of the new robots, I'm here. You can email me chewingthefat@theblaze.com. That would be wonderful. Thank you. Or you can, you know, direct message me on Twitter @JeffyJFR, or you can message me on Instagram or Facebook. Both of those are Jeff Fisher Radio. If someone at the Transformers worldwide headquarters needs a cameo, they can order a cameo from me @JeffyJFR. And you know what? Oh my gosh, so can you. You can order a cameo from me. Go to Cameo @JeffyJFR and just order a cameo. And, you know, I'll be happy, glad, sad, mad, mean, whatever you'd like. That's how it works. And then you pay the money and I do the thing. So you put the quarter in the machine and then the dancing monkey dances. That's how it works. So it's just that easy. But it was fun, you know, and it was the crowd was definitely a Transformer driven crowd. I mean, it was opening night, and you know, you got the posters and the stickers, and you got the popcorn box, Transformer, Optimus Prime helmet head. It was fun to get, and a huge cardboard cutout. Man, it'd be really cool to have that. I mean, it'd be big, but anyone in my household would be happy to have that bad boy. And we even joked around. I will say, I even joked around with some of the people and some of the workers, and I know it's me. I get it. But, boy, you know, one-on-one to people out in the world is not as bad as we sometimes think that it is. We get reports all the time, and we do the stories on this show and other shows that I'm a part of, and it gets you, you know, less than enthusiastic about other humans on the planet. But when you're out in the world, for the most part, at least in my world, I find that one-on-one dealing with people, or, you know, just a small crowd of people, people are genuinely good. That's just me. That is just me. And I will say that the movie theater we went to definitely has not lowered their prices on food. It costs us about $1 million to get all the food. If you go to the movie theaters for Prime tickets and order food, a family of four, we were all, I mean, my wife, my youngest son and my daughter were there for this, and we spent just under $1 million for the food and snacks that we got. So it ain't cheap. I don't want to hear these movie theaters, we can't get anybody to come to the theaters. I don't know, maybe you drop your prices. Maybe you advertise that things aren't $8,000 a bucket. Just amazing on how much their food costs. But, you know, I digress. I see where they're talking about an ad-supported streaming service for Amazon Prime. Really strange. I mean, Prime is a main streaming service in and of itself, right? Now they're talking about an ad-supported plan. I thought they already had that. I mean, I'm not sure why they would want to do that, because they have other content that they've created. They've got the Fire TV channels. They have, which, you know, the ad-supported content on Fire TV, and they have the ad-supported streaming service Freevee, which gives you content, and I have actually viewed things on. So why it doesn't make any sense that they'd want to have some sort of ad-supported plan on Prime. I mean, you're already paying whatever it is you're paying a year for Amazon Prime. I mean, I guess what they want to do is they can, if they do that, let's see, ad-supported plans with subscriptions currently range from $8.99 to $14.99 a month. Wow. Launching a cheaper ad-supported subscription on Prime Video would likely boost its subscriber base. Wait, if Amazon were to expand its ad business, it wouldn't be a surprise. Netflix and Disney, ad-supported plans. Oh, I see. The average range charge is $8.99 to $14.99, not what they're thinking about charging. But so if I, are you going to be able, this gets people away from having to subscribe to Amazon Prime. So you could get the Amazon Prime content separately and not have to be a member of Amazon Prime. But the whole point of having Amazon Prime is to have stuff sent to your home for free. Being delivered from Amazon to my home for free. Oh, and there's a whole streaming subscription service added to that. Good. Good. And I don't see the Paramount Plus van pulling up in front of my house to bring me my goods. But I do see the Amazon trucks pulling up. So when Paramount Plus starts delivering stuff to my house, you know, then we'll talk. So yesterday we talked about Chris Licht from CNN getting the boot. But they're cleaning house over there too. His top two leaders of their communications department got the boot. And his chief of staff also got the boot. So if you had anything to do with Chris Licht at CNN, you're out too. So keep your head down. Did you know Chris? I didn't. I never saw him before. I don't even know what he looks like. I only met him on a couple of phone calls. That's it. Don't fire me. So we'll see what happens over at CNN, man. Pretty incredible that saying okay to one show brought him down. They won't say that, but that's certainly the case. It was the Trump town hall that brought him down. I see where the Los Angeles Times, we talked about Gannett journalists going on strike. The Los Angeles Times is saying that they're laying off 13% of its newsroom staff following in the... there are many media outlets downsizing, but these are newspapers, right? I mean, newspapers? Okay. I mean, the LA Times... they're trying to be online stuff, but they definitely are losing their touch. And a lot of these newspaper sites, I will say, it's very disappointing when I go to a story and I have to be a subscriber to the newspaper to get the story. I don't know how to work it, because if I wanted a story from a particular paper back in the old days, I'd have to buy the newspaper. So, I don't know how to get around that. There's got to be some kind of plan to make that system work for those newspapers, though. And I don't think they've found it yet. And we also talked about Spotify laying off some people for sure. Well, GameStop, their numbers are down again. But this time it was because they fired their CEO. And they named a guy by the name of Ryan Cohen as the executive chairman. So changes at GameStop as well. So who died today? Who died today? I will say that it's not a good day to be 93. Pat Robertson. Marion Gordon Pat Robinson. Robertson, not Robinson. Passed away today at the age of 93. The Reverend Pat Robertson. Visionary. A media mogul. Religious broadcaster. Political commentator. Presidential candidate. Southern Baptist minister Pat Robertson, dead at the age of 93. You know, and I was looking, I was like, wow, he was married to his wife for such a long time, and she passed away less than a year ago, or a little bit more than a year ago, a little over a year ago, April of 2022. And so he spent, that happens so much that not long after someone's wife passes away that they've been marrying for such a long time, or husband, but for sure, I think overall the percentages would say that the man passes away soon after the wife passes away, but the wife usually hangs on. The wife's like, oh, thank God. I didn't think he would ever go. Anyway, Pat Robertson, who was in the news for, you know, my gosh, so many years, has passed away. Very sad, dead at the age of 93. Now, I will say, like I said earlier, it's a bad day to be 93 because Pat Cooper, the stand-up comedian, you would know him if you saw him, for sure, has passed away at the age of 93. He was in the film, you may remember, with alongside Robert De Niro and Billy Crystal in Analyze This. I think that was the first installment of those movies in 1999. Yeah, and then he was in the sequel as well, Analyze That. So, and he appeared in Seinfeld, and he was, you know, on Carson a lot. Pat Cooper, born in 1929 in Brooklyn, New York. And so very sad to be 93 today. If you know someone that's 93, tell them to keep their head up today. Now, someone who had made it to our Who Died Today segment, or at least, maybe Who Died Today adjacent segment, Cameron Robbins. Remember, he was the guy who jumped off the party boat in the Bahamas, and he has yet to be found. Well, the popular theory, of course, was that he was eaten by these tiger sharks as he swam away. And we saw in the video that he was already in the water, the video that we saw, and we saw the sharks swimming in the water, and the life preserver, he swam in the other direction, and he has not been found. So he could still be alive, which is why he was, in our Who Died Today adjacent segment. And he makes it again today. He makes another appearance in the Who Died Today adjacent segment. Apparently, the experts are saying, he may not have died. The sharks probably didn't eat him. Wait, what? Yeah, it's more likely that he had a medical issue as he showed no signs of distress before disappearing in the dark waters. So I guess they're saying he could have hit his head, when he hit the water, slapping your head against the water, which would give you dizziness and confusion. Yeah, but that doesn't change the fact that he was eaten by the sharks. Although I guess the experts say that these tiger sharks wouldn't have eaten the humans. Uh-huh. If he slapped his head on the water and was dazed and confused, and one tiger shark swam up and went, bumped our man, and nothing happened. But he was moving. He was swinging and swimming. So he could still be alive. He could still be alive, which is why I'm only putting him in the Who Died Today adjacent segment. But I will say that it's a good rule of thumb to not jump off these cruise ships / party boats at any time, because even if you don't get eaten by sharks, it's a long swim in any direction. I mean, he may show up on the shores of Miami and just walk up on the beach. Hey, it's me. I've been swimming for weeks now. I'm still alive. It could happen. Doubtful, but it could happen. And it might be in Miami as well. I mean, Miami is on fire. That's a hot spot now. We got news yesterday that Lionel Messi, is going to be coming to Miami to play soccer for them. I mean, he's probably, the best male soccer player ever. He announced, I don't know about ever, but he's certainly, a top worldwide soccer sensation for years from Argentina. He announced that he's going to join the Major League Soccer League's Inter Miami Club, co-owned by David Beckham, incidentally. The deal, I guess, is not final yet, but he turned down Saudi money. That's tough to do. That's really tough to do. I'll tell you this, I would not turn down Saudi money So if Saudi Arabia wants to, dump some cash, as I said yesterday, and back that cash truck to the Jeff Fisher house and the Chewing the Fat studios, I'm all for it. But hey, that's just me. I guess he's going to come and he's got a profit sharing deal with Adidas and Apple TV Plus. Plus, on top of that, he'll end up probably buying the team or being a co-owner when he stops playing. So it's well worth the deal in the long run for Lionel Messi. And now we stick to Miami because they've got the basketball team, the Miami Heat, in the finals. Doesn't look like they're going to win those, the NBA finals, though. They lost again last night to the Denver Nuggets. So they are, Denver is up 2-1 on Miami, and I'm surprised they won that second game. So Denver is about to put them away, I think. And then we have the hockey team, the Florida Panthers, which is of the Miami hockey team. They are playing against the Vegas Golden Knights in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, and it doesn't look like they're going to win either. They are down 2-0, and Vegas has been crushing the Panthers those first two games. So we shall see how this game tonight goes for them, but it doesn't really look good for the Panthers, but it just means Miami is the hot spot and the place to be in the United States at this time, or one of the big hot spots. Unless it's a place on fire, Jeff. Yeah, that's Canada. That's not the U.S. And then we got news announced that I don't know that they needed to make the announcement, but they did. The WNBA has postponed game due to smoke from the Canadian wildfires. I know you're going to be bummed about this, but there's no makeup date has been announced for that game. I mean, do they even need to announce that? I'm guessing that the 20 people who go to the WNBA games probably figured it out. Yeah, all the other major league sports teams in the Northeast are canceling games. That WNBA game is probably going to be canceled as well. And yes, it is and was. So, sorry. There probably is not going to be a makeup game, so you're just going to have to miss it. But Major League Baseball, and I know the soccer team, the women's soccer team, canceled probably another 20 people, 20 people worried about that game as well. But those games are all canceled. All kinds of major league sports being canceled because of those Canadian wildfires. Well, because of the smoke in the air that is presumably being caused from the Canadian wildfires. So dry your eyes and stay inside. Oh, and one more sports story that I kind of like. The PGA LIV merger is such huge news in the golf world and all of sports world, really, because it's just incredible that it actually happened. But I will say that Donald Trump, the man who's running for president of the United States again, was proven correct because about a year ago, he predicted the PGA LIV merger. And he is quoted as saying, if you don't take the money now, and that was the deal, right? All these guys were being offered huge amounts of money to go play with Liv, and the PGA were so indignant to anyone that would dare take a dollar from Liv. Well, now that's all changed. Donald said a year ago, if you don't take the money now, you will get nothing after the merger takes place. So, more reasons to hate that man, I'll tell you that. Proof that Dr. Ian Malcolm in the documentary Jurassic Park was correct. Life will find a way. We have now seen the first case of a crocodile who made herself pregnant and has been identified at the zoo in Costa Rica. I'm huge, no one supports zoos more than myself or this show, Chewing the Fat. And the phenomenon is called virgin birth. It's been found in species of birds, fish, and other reptiles, but it's never been done or seen in crocodiles. So I guess scientists say the trait of Ian Malcolm said, it's from the evolutionary ancestor. Dinosaurs might have been capable of it, and we know that they were, thanks to Jurassic Park. Life will find a way, okay? The egg was laid by the 18-year-old female American crocodile in Costa Rica, and the fetus inside fully formed, stillborn, so it didn't hatch. What? Oh, it wasn't even alive. Was not alive. Oh, what's going on? So the crocodile who laid the egg, that's misleading. This headline is misleading, okay? I guess not. She made herself pregnant. She did make herself pregnant, but the baby died. Oh, that's sad. okay. That's really sad. So they tested the fetus, and they found that it was 99.9% genetically identical to its mother, confirming that it had no father. So everyone was, you know, amazed and surprised, and we've seen it in sharks, birds, snakes, and lizards, but we have not seen it in crocodiles. And really, while we have seen it in crocodiles, we really haven't, right? So she created her own virgin birth, but it was really just a virgin pregnancy because didn't actually have a birth. Oh, and we have actually seen now a chupacabra who has done some damage, or at least we believe it's done some damage. The mysterious creature, chupacabra, has been sighted in Bolivia amid reports of dead livestock with their blood allegedly sucked dry. So the demon is rampaging through the region. There's footage of it. I see it. It's right there in the field. Man, you can't doubt that it's chupacabra. The drone footage snapped near the city of Oru shows us the shadowy, seemingly bipedal figure strolling through an open field, and it's right after the deaths of several cows, llamas, and alpacas in the area. Okay. So the locals believe that they'd been killed by the chupacabra, the animals, and that that's how the chupacabra kills them. It sucks the blood right out of the live spot. And I mean, they call it the goat sucker. And there's photos of the dead goats having the blood sucked right out of them, and the alpacas and the other animal beasts that were sucked right out of them. Now, they've been seen, or at least we think they've been down in Mexico and Puerto Rico, and they've been seen all over the world. So maybe the chupacabras are making a comeback. So I would say if you're anywhere out in the wilds and you say, hey, aren't those all goats out there? Let's go check out the billy. No, thank you. Don't do that. No, no, thank you. I do not want to run into a chupacabra. That's all on you. But if you do, take a picture. Because the drone footage that we have, I would say, really doesn't do chupa justice. You really don't see up close and personal what chupa looks like or what he's feeling and that sort of thing. You just see chupa running across a field. So if you're out and about, you have an opportunity to do a quick snapshot of old chupa doing his thing, send it to chewingthefatattheblaze.com, please. I mean, we had footage of the guys riding the shark down in Panama City, or Panama City Beach in Florida. They showed a group of seven men pulling a shark in and holding it down, and they started riding it. What are you going to do? You catch a 6-foot shark, you reel him in, you're going to go ahead and get on top of him and ride him for a little bit, take some photos, and let him go. People are all wound up about it. The humans are the worst people of thing for the planet. We don't even know if they caught the shark, or we don't know if the shark had a hook in them and they were trying to rescue the shark. We just know that they were pulling it in and, you know, seen riding on top of the shark. And then, as far as we know, no one was hurt and the shark was let go. So if you catch a shark in anywhere, actually, but specifically, you know, along the beaches in Florida, drag them in, hop on, take a couple of shots and a couple of pictures, not shots. Oh my gosh, no, don't shoot the shark. And then let it go. And you'll be good forever. You'll have pictures to hang up in your family room of you riding the old six-footer. You can write your own jokes on that. But it'll be a fascinating story because people will come in and they'll say, "Hey, is that you riding the old six-footer?" Yeah, I was younger then.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.